Nesechtes Menachah is Daf Lamed Hey, two lines in the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Beis. And the Gemara just finished discussing the order that the Pashas are placed into the tefillin from the perspective of one that is looking at someone that is wearing tefillin. So according to Rashi, from the right side, the order would be Kaddish Likol B'chor, V'hoi Kiviyacha, then Shema, and then V'hoyim Shemaya, which is the same order that we find these Pashas in the Torah. And as we mentioned, Rabbeinu Tam agrees to Rashi, B'negei the first two Pashas of Kaddish Likol B'chor, V'hoi Kiviyacha. However, he switches around the other two Pashas, and the next Pasha would be V'hoyim Shemaya, and finally the Pasha of Shema would be all the way to the left side of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and some say even by the Tefillin Shel Yad. And our Gemara begins, Amram Chanan al Amrav, Hichlu Pashas Seh Psulais, that if one swaps the Pashas in Tefillin, then it would be puzzle, and you have to stay with the right order. And the Gemara now brings a machlekes between Abai and Rava as to exactly what Rav Chanan meant when he stated the name of Rav, Hichlu Pashas Seh Psulais. We will explain our Gemara based on the order of the Pashas according to Rashi, and as the Gemara continues, on my bio, loya morin, and we continue on daflam and heim and olive, el gavaisa lebraisa, u braisa legavaisa, avo gavaisa legavaisa, u braisa lebraisa, les limbo. And Abai explains that the only time that if Pashas are out of order, then it would be puzzle, is only if the first Pasha of Kaddish Gilbachar gets switched with the second Pasha of Ahoy Kiviacha, or the Pasha of Shema gets switched with the Pasha of Ahoyim Shemaya, and one of the outside Pashas, which is either on the right side of the tefillin or the left side of the tefillin, gets mixed up with one of the inner pashas. However, if you mix up an outer pasha with an outer pasha, or one of the inner pashas with an inner pasha, then the tefillin would not be puzzle, and therefore, if you mix up Kaddish Likol B'chor with V'hoyim Shemaya, or V'hoyim Kiviyacha with the Pasha of Shema, then the tefillin would not be puzzle. However, Amalei Rav Rav responds to Abaya, Maishna Gaviyosa Lebraisa, or Braisa Legaviyosa Deloi, Hach Deboi Lemechse Avir Lekachazio, V'hod Leka Boi Lemechse Avir Kachazio, Braisa Lebraisa Vegaviyosa Legaviyosa Nami, Hach Deboi Lemechse Avir Dimin, Kachazi Avir Dismal, or Dismal Kachazi Avir Dimin, and therefore Zok Rava El Leishna. Rava says to Abaya, why is it that you agree that if one mixes up the inner Pasha with an outside Pasha, or an outside Pasha with an inner Pasha, that it would not be kosher? Must be because the Pasha that was supposed to be on the outer part of the tefillin, nothing is supposed to be on the side of that Pasha, now in a position that it has another Pasha on its side. And similarly, when one swaps the Pasha that's supposed to be on the inside, it's supposed to have Pashas on both sides of it, and you incorrectly place it at the beginning of the tefillin or at the end of the tefillin, so it's now in a position where it actually has airspace on the side, and there's no Pasha next to it on one of its sides, then you understand why it's puzzle. So the same psul should hold true, even if one swaps the first Pasha of Kaddish Likol B'chor with the last Pasha of Ahoyim Shemaya. Kaddish Likol B'chor is supposed to be able to have Avi on its right side, and Ahoyim Shemaya is supposed to have Avi on its left side, and by swapping its position, it should also be puzzle. And similarly, if you swap V'hoi Kiviyacha with the Pasha of Shema, so it's also out of position, as V'hoi Kiviyacha was supposed to be in the middle right side of the tefillin, and Shema is supposed to be in the middle left side of the tefillin, and since you swapped its position, it should also be puzzle. Therefore, Rav holds that according to Rav Chanan, the name of Rav, Hichlu Pasha Yisei Apsulais, means that if someone swaps any Pashas, then the tefillin would be puzzle, and that's why we stated, Lefi Rashi, if you place the tefillin, as Rabbeinu Tam says to place the tefillin, then your tefillin would be puzzle. And similarly, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if one placed the Pashas in the tefillin, as Rashi says to place the tefillin, then the tefillin would be puzzle. Even Lefi Abaya, based on the placement according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, this psul would also apply, and that's why people wear two sets of tefillin. Gemara will now continue and discuss the various parts of tefillin, and we already discussed the batim, that is the part of the tefillin where the Pashas were placed into. The Pashas of the tefillin in Shalyad were written on one piece of parchment, while the Pashas of the tefillin Shoresh were written on four separate parchments. Before we continue, let us explain exactly what the Torah and the Mavarta is. Rashi explains that after they formed the bias from leather, they cut the excess leather from the three sides of the bias, not from the fourth side of the bias. They would take that long piece of leather material and they would fold it over and use it in order to close up the bottom of the tefillin, and that would seal in the Pashas by sewing this piece of leather to the bottom of the tefillin. And as Rashi states, this would form a plank or a bridge, and that's why it was called a tetura. And as Rashi states at the top of Amid, Gesher la'acha shenosni gurus bibatim derech ha'per rochav shabatim asurin ke'im bote yedayim shekarin gutan u'machasni gurus derech ha'piv v'noisim bote etzbois v'choytich m'gimel adfanis m'kol achas ma'at v'adal n'shor arucha v'koifl isar o'yrech matil al chudin shal gimel adfanis v'toifel chudin shal gimel adfanis al rochbe shal zeh v'hu beis meishov shal tefillin v'niru ke'in daf shal gesher and ayin rabbeinu gesher la'ach shenich da'al pashis b'da'al batim Even though Rashi and Rabbeinu Geshem seem to be discussing the Tefillin Shel Rosh, however, this would also pertain to the Tefillin Shel Yad. And Ayin and Tav Tesis points out that Mashma Mitir Pirush HaKuntres Shabbatim Vatitura HaKomer or Echad. However, Ve'inoyim Kain, and even though nowadays we actually know this way, and we have the Batim and the Tutura made out of one piece of leather, however, as Tesis points out, in his times it was not the Derech to make them both out of one piece of leather. In addition, the Gemara will discuss the Mavata, and as Rashi explains, that when they folded over the Tutura, he made sure to leave enough space for the Ritzuis to pass through the Batim like a belt loop, and the Ritzuis wouldn't be fixed in the bias, but the Ritzuis were able to be pulled in and out through the slot in order to be able to be Mayuch Rech Zer or Mekatz Rech Zer. And as Rashi points out, V'loshim Avata Shemarviru Meshchol Chol Tzad Shiyitza, and Ayin Rishitu Mekubetzes, who brings down from the Tesis Achiris, the Mavata refers to Ritzua Hanesun Ala Bayis Shel Yad or Mekatz Rech Habayis Mibuchutz V'gam Tzad Yimin V'tzad Smol Shel Bayis Mechusaboy Boisa Or Katan. And this refers to a small covering that would cover the Shel Yad. And as we know, the Pasuk states V'hoylech Halayis, and therefore the Shel Yad should be covered. And according to this explanation, then one should have to cover the Tefillin Shel Yad with a leather cover based on Halacha Mesh Mesinai, as we will see in a moment. Based on this Akdama, let us continue with our Gemara. As the Amr of Chananel Am Rav, as the Gemara brings another member from Chananel, the name of Rav, that the Tetura the Tefillin Halacha Mesh Mesinai, that the requirement to make the Tetura of Tefillin is based on Halacha Mesh Mesinai, and Am Abaya and Abaya states, Mabata Tefillin Halacha Mesh Mesinai, that the requirement of having the Mabata of Tefillin is also based on Halacha Mesh Mesinai. The Gemara continues, and Abaya also stated, Shin Shel Tefillin Halacha Mesh Mesinai, that the two shins that we have on the outside of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, one on the right side and one on the left side, are both based on Halacha Mesh Mesinai. These are formed from the same leather of the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and they're done by embossing the leather shin on the outside of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And as Rashi states, Shin Shel Tefillin Abaya's Chitzeno Isin Kumin Kmatim Dakin Beklaf, and Benirayim Boy Kain Shin, Tezus points out that if it would not be that there's Halacha Mesh Mesinai to actually add the shin on the Tefillin, then one could not just make this design on the outside of Tefillin Shel Rosh, as then we would have a letter that is actually separating between the bias and the first pasha. Tefillin would be puzzle. The next Tesis teaches us that there was a special feature of the shin of the Tefillin based on the perspective of the one that's wearing the Tefillin. The shin on the right side was a standard shin like we have. However, the shin that we form on the left side of our Tefillin actually have four Roshin and has an added center above the Apach Leslamba. And Tesis teaches us that if you switch around which shin is on the right and which is on the left, then it would not be Ma'akev. The Tefillin would still be kosher. And Ayin Neshitu brings down the Chin Dogo Olam Shin Dabo Reshe Neged Kadesh and the Shin Shel Tlosa Neged Shema. And the standard shin is on the side where the Pasha of Shema is, or based on Rashi where the Pasha of Ahayim Shemaya is. Our Gemara now continues that by states V'tzor Shagia Chritz L'Mokim Atvar. Rashi explains that it is going back to the grooves of the Tefillin Shel Rosh. As Rashi states V'tzor Shagia Chritz Shembin Bayis L'Bayis Ad Mokim Atvar L'Mato Kloimad Beis Meishovei D'Hainu Titura. The grooves on the outside of the Tefillin that separate between the compartments of the Tefillin Shel Rosh have to reach all the way to the Titura and all the way to the bottom of the Tefillin. However, the Gemara continues Rav Dimon Adoma Kivin D'Minka Leitzarach, and Rav Dimon Ado holds once there are already grooves and you could already recognize that the Tefillin Shel Rosh has four different compartments, then that is enough and you don't have to bring the grooves all the way to the bottom of the Tefillin and all the way to the Tetura. And according to this, Abaye is speaking about a different halacha than he originally started with. It would seem Abaye is discussing this point since we just spoke about the Tetura. However, Ayin Deshita V'yesh Beforshim Chorit Shel Kamotim Shel Shin, this is a continuation of Abaye's first member, as Abaye just told us that one has to make the form of a shin, and therefore Abaye teaches us that these grooves have to reach all the way to the bottom of the bias until the Tetura. The Shita states Ve'inira de Mistami Ef Shiblav Hochi Ayin Shom. The Gemara now continues with another member from Abaya. From Abaya, High Kilpa the Tefillin Tzarech L'Mivdakei the Dilma Ispa Reusa will be in Ksiva Tam of Leka. Abaya teaches us that prior to starting to write on the parchment, one should make sure to inspect the parchment and make sure that there are no holes, or according to Rabbeinu Geshem, to make sure that the parchment is smooth, as if there would be holes, or according to Rabbeinu Geshem, if the parchment would not be smooth, then it would be chesarnim ksiva tama, the pasha would be puzzle. The Gemara continues Rav Dimon Adoma, that once again Rav Dimon Adoma argues on Abaya and he says leitzarach as kumasa badikla, the quill of the sefer will be bodik the parchment, as Tesis states v'chein halacha v'chein nami aminim ba'or v'aretiv called nekev shadiyoy oivolav ina nekev. If there is ink that goes over a hole and it fills up the hole, then it's not considered a hole, and therefore that will not be chesarin. The Gemara now continues Amr Bitzchak with Ritzua Shcheres Halacha Mishmi Sinai, that the requirement to have Ritzuas that are black are based on Halacha Mishmi Sinai, and the Gemara is Mesvei, that we have a Brice that teaches us Tfilin in Krishna Son El Beminon, Ben Yurekas, Ben Shcheres, Ben Levonis, Adumus Layasub, Pingnai, Vidova Acher. Brice that teaches us that Tfilin must be made out of leather and not out of silk or linen. However, the Brice then tells us that once you make it out of leather, then it doesn't make a difference if it's dyed green or black or white, and it would still be kosher. Mike said this point is against Rabbi Yitzchak, as Rabbi Yitzchak stated that Shcheres Halacha Mishmi Sinai. The Brisa tells us that the Ritzuas could be Yurekas, Shcheres, or Levanos. Before the Gemara answers the question, we continue with the Brisa, as the Brisa teaches us, although one can dye Ritzuas, Yurekas, Shcheres, or Levanos, however, one cannot make Ritzuas that are red, Pnei Gnai, V'dava Achar, and as Rashi explained, Pnei Gnai, Shem Yoimu Gardenhu, Midam Chatotar Nitzpu, V'adimu Ritzuas, and this could cause a disgrace to him, as people will actually think that he has scabs because he scratches his scabs and therefore his head bleeds and his ritzuas became red. And Rashi continues with Dova Achar, Hashem Yomu Ishta Nidabal V'Nitzpu B'dam, as people will say that he was boiled his wife while she was Nida. From the Dam Nida of his wife, his ritzuas became red as they were dyed from the blood of his wife. And Rashi continues that we just stated that the ritzuas of Tulin have to be made from Minon and from leather and not from other materials. And Amar Biyuda Maisa B'Talmidah Shor Rabbi Kiva, that it was a story with the Talmud Rabbi Kiva, his ritzuas were made out of wool of tcheles, not from leather, and Rabbi Kiva didn't say anything to him, and therefore must be that Rabbi Kiva held that the ritzuas can be made from other materials and not only b'minoi. However, the Gemara tells us Amuloi that they responded to Rabbi Yuda, that Rabbi Kiva did not see his Talmud, but if he would have seen this, then he would have been meicha, as certainly one has to make ritzuas out of minoi and only out of leather. And the Brisa continues with a similar story. That Hokanes, the son of Rabbi Ben Hokanes, used ritzuas that were made from purple wool, and his father Rabbi Ben Hokanes did not say anything to him. And therefore, it must be Rabbi Ben Hokanes holds that one could use this material for ritzuas and doesn't have to be from minon. However, once again, Amuloi, they respond to Rabbi Yuda, Hain loy ra'isai vim ra'isai. Certainly, Rabbi Elazar ben Hokanes would have been meicha, and the Gemara continues, "Ktani Mia ben Yurekas ben Shcheres ben Levanos," and therefore, how could Rabbi Yitzchak state Ritzua Shcheres Halachal Mishmi Sinai? And the Gemara answers, "Like Kasha, Kam Mifnim, Kam Mibchutz." That in the Chenamid is a difference between the top side of the Ritzuas and the bottom side of the Ritzuas, as certainly the top side of the Ritzuas have to be pure black, but the bottom side of the Ritzuas, which are not seen by anyone, can be dyed any color aside for red. The Gemara now is even Mifnim Ma'ignai V'Dava Acherka. If we are only discussing the underside of the ritzuas, so why would there be a problem of dyeing it red since no one will see it? Therefore, it won't come to a gnai. People will not be able to say that he had a relationship with his wife while she was in Nida. However, the Gemara explains, Zimna Mesapchenle, although we're discussing the bottom side of the ritzuas, we were still chashish that sometimes the bottom side of the ritzuas will flip over and then someone will see that it was dyed red. Therefore, we still have to be chashish l'gnai b'dava achar. And Ayin Tesis, Ritzua Shcheres, Yesh Oisim Batim Shaltulim Miklaf Lov. Tesis holds that the Halacha Mishmi Sinai was limited to the Ritzuas and not to the Batim. However, other Mefarshim explain that certainly the Halacha Mishmi Sinai was stated by negated Batim, and the Chiddush of Rabbi Yitzchak is that it was even stated by negated Ritzuas. Therefore, certainly the leather of the Batim had to be dyed black. The Gemara now continues and brings a Braisa with another Halacha Mishmi Sinai. As Tana, we learned to the Braisa, Tfilin Revois, Halacha Mishmi Sinai, that the base of the Tfilin have to be flat and have to be squared off, and that is based on Halacha Mishmi Sinai. The Gemara continues, Amar Papa, and Rav Papa comes to explain to Braisa that the bottom of the tefillin have to be square, betifron of lachsoinon. When one stitches up the bottom of the tetura and makes sure to close up the bottom, he has to make sure that he doesn't pull the stitches too tightly. Possibly that would pull in the sides of the tefillin and it will not be square any longer. In addition, the definition of a square is where all four sides are exactly the same size. Therefore, the measurement of the diagonal of the square would be 1 2/5 or 1.4 times the side of the square. And the Gemara continues, Lame Masayele, Lachiru from the Mishnah Megillah, we should have a raya to the way that Rav Papa explained the Braisa, as the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah tells us, Ha'isa Tfilah Sagula Sakana Ve'im Ba'mitzvah, that if someone makes his tefillin round, then it's a sakana, as if he will bump into a wall, and his tefillin sharosh may go into his head, may cause him an injury. And in addition, since it's based on Halacha Mishmi Sinai, so therefore one is not Yaitza to Mitzvah Tfilin, as the Mishnah teaches us, Ve'im Ba'mitzvah, and one would not be Yaitza mitzvah by using round tefillin. However, Zokta Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Rapa, the Rapa responds, Masisin David Kiyam Guzo, that you can't bring a raya from this Mishnah to the din of this Brisa, as that Mishnah is talking about a case where one made a tefillin like a nut, and it was actually very sharp at the bottom, and therefore certainly was a danger, and therefore it's Ein Mitzvah, and one may have thought that if one made his tefillin just rounded, and it's more like an egg-shaped, then maybe it would actually be kosher. And our Brisa teaches us that based on Halacha L'Mishmei Sinai, the bottom of the tefillin has to be perfectly square and perfectly flat, and it can't be rounded at all. And as Rashi states, Kam Guzo, Sha'ar Beis Meshavim Chodr B'Yosa, Aval Ogul Ka'ogul Chatabas, Eim Adikshira, Shereishlem Beis Meshav, and Kamash Mulan, that even that would be possible. The bottom of the tefillin have to be completely flat. And in the bottom tases, Dibu Masal Tefillin Mervois, the Yeshe'im Ravoin, El B'Mokam Meshavon, that there are those that only make the bottom of the tefillin flat, but the rest of the tefillin are rounded. Well, the Tesis explains that it's possible that not only does the bottom have to be flat, but the entire tefillin shorosh, as well as the tefillin shalyad, have to be square. Fizeh, when Rav Papa stated b'tfaron uvel achsoinon, he was just saying that even the tefillin, as well as the achsoinon, have to be square. Certainly, the actual bottom have to be square. However, Tesis continues, the ksas hainira, the lay boy mervois, el b'tefillin vel achsoinon, k'moshim mefarash Rav Papa, in shum, and ayin rabbeinu gershom, uvel achsoinon, shiu tefillin atzman mervois bel achsoinon, lo yagulois, and this seems to be like the first pshat of Tesis, that the entire bias has to be square and it can't be round. And Ayin Rashi Diba Maskal Tefillin Mervois B'Tayfron B'Tfir Ros and Yishmaris Rivuon Shelo Yimshach Chut HaTfir Yais Midai Shelo Yichvitzu, and you should not shrink the tefillin V'Yikatzer Rochboi, and that will cause the width of the tefillin to become smaller than its length, will no longer be square. Rashi continues V'Achseinon Shehi Rivuon M'Chuvon Arukai K'Rochboi Dei Shehele Mo'isa Lachsen Shom Rachamim Kol Amsa Rivua Amsa V'Trei Chom Sheba Lachseinon V'Lehi Arukai Yosa Rochboi Filu Yeshlu Huzovio Is Psulin Ayin Rashi. Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna, Tefillin Kolz Man Shepnei Tavla Kayamis Kshiris, Batma Tefillin will always be kosher, as long as they do not have holes. However, Rav Chista Amar, Nifsuku Shtayim Kshiris Shalosh Psulis, if the bottom would have holes, then if it would only have holes on two sides, then it would still be kosher, but if it had holes on three sides, then it would be pasul. And Amar Rav Hoda Amrit Shtayim Kshiris, that when Rav Nachman stated, if two walls have holes, it would still be kosher, Lo Yamaran El Zeh Shalakaneg Zeh, that is only stated where the two sides are not right next to each other. And for example, there's a hole inside one and side three, and inside two there's no hole. However, I was there connected zeb sulais, but if there would be a hole on side one and two, or two and three, or three and four, then although there are only holes in two of the sides, batim would still be puzzle. Rava continues, Vizek connected zeb nami leomaran, el bechadta, al batik the lesson bar, even where there are two sides that have holes, it would still not be puzzle, unless they are new batim, and therefore we see that they were bad leather, and therefore it would be puzzle. However, even if two adjacent walls of old batim form holes, then that would not be a psul. As Rashi explains, Bechadta v'nifsuku vade or mekukulu, and as the Gemara continues, Omele Abayi Rabbi Yosef, heichi damin chadta v'heichi damin atikta, that was the definition of new batim and was the definition of old batim. And Omele and Rabbi Yosef said to Abaya, that kol heichi kimasli be b'shulcha v'chod cholim, that is considered atikta, v'idu chadta, someone pulls on the leather, then lets go, and it shrinks back to its original form, then that shows that's old batim, as the lamaisa keeps its shape. However, if by pulling on it, then it would stay in the position that you placed it, so therefore you see that's new batim and still pliable. Therefore, if it formed too many holes, then it would be puzzle. And as Rashi states, the mizli b'shulcha k'sha'ich is ba'or mefashet v'hod d'cholim k'shamanichim chayzer v'kovetz. Rashi explains, shulcha refers to the skin, k'moyin, as the pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra, b'negei karban oila, the hifshet is oila. Targum states, v'yashlach, we see that the lashon v'yashlach refers to the heart of an animal. Ayin the Shita, who has a different guess in our Gemara, and it actually would be exactly reversed. And as the Shita states, kol hechad mitli b'bishalcha b'had cholim, that would be considered chadta v'idu chatikta. We continue on dafam heirim beis, and the Gemara will now bring another definition as to chadta natikta. And as the Gemara continues, v'inami kol hechad chimasli b'misna asir abdasrei, that is considered chadta v'idu chatikta. If one person would pull on the ritzua instead of tefillin, and the other person would pull on the batim, and would be able to pull the tefillin towards him without it ripping, then it would be considered new. However, if by pulling the tefillin in the opposite direction, it would actually rip the tefillin, then we see that the tefillin is old, and therefore it would break very easily. And Gemara continues to discuss the ritzuas of tefillin. Abaye Avi also kamed Rabbi Yosef, if sikli ritzuas the tefillin, Abaye was sitting in front of his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, and Abaye's ritzuas ripped, and Amalei ma'al lemikterei, so Abaye asked his Rebbe, can I tie them together in order to make them kosher? And Amalei, ukushatim ksiv, shtek shiratama, and Rabbi Yosef responded that he can't do so, as the pasuk tells us kshatom, and it has to be a kshiratama. Ayn Rashi should take kshirina v'miyish kasha achar b'tzua levad mikasha shekayshim broish sula have a kshir yafa. If there are two knots in the b'tzuais, then it's no longer yafa, and therefore it's a chesaron of a kshatom. It's no longer considered a kshiratama. And lashon achar kshiratama b'tzua shleima v'lekshura, that you have to have a full b'tzua, and you can't have a b'tzua that's tied together and can't be formed from two pieces. And the Gemara continues, Omle Rav Acha b'Rav Rav Yisrael Rav Ashi, Ma'al l'bitvrei v'ayil l'tfil l'gav. Although we just stated that you have to have kshira tama, and especially according to the first explanation of Rashi, that is a requirement to have a kshira na, so maybe that's only if you actually see the extra knot, but if you actually turn the knot over, one cannot see that it's actually made from two separate pieces, so maybe that would be kosher. And the Gemara tells us, Omar, so Rav Ashi responds to Rav Acha b'Rav Rav Yisrael, Pukhazi ma'am adbar, that go outside and see what people do, and certainly people do not do this. In all cases, if someone's ritzua is ripped, then they have to bring new ritzuas. They can't use ritzuas that are tied together. And as Rashi states, ma'am adbar, kivun de'inoyin kein le'sasa, and since people are not ready to do so you shouldn't do so. And Rav Ayin Tav Tesis, who brings for Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam mefarash l'hokel, ayin shom. The Gemara continues, and keep in mind that the Gemara will explain that there is a shear for the size and the length of ritzuas. However, Amar Papa, Rav Papa states, gadum ritzuas kshiras, that once someone initially had ritzuas which were kosher, and which were the proper shear, even if a large part of the ritzuas that are hanging down from the shorosh rip off, and one is now only left with a small part of the ritzuas, then the tefillin would still be kosher. However, the Gemara states, v'lav milsi, k'da'am b'nei Rav Chiya, and as the children of Chiya stated, gadum mitchilas v'gadum mi'ez of kshirin, this halacha was only stated if you have a small part of tchilas of tzitzis left over in relation to the ezav that was used for the entire process of a material, or for the paraduma, that if one actually only has a small part of the ezav left over, then it would still be kosher. And since they only stated this then, b'degir gadum mitchilas v'gadum mi'ezav, so therefore we see there's a difference between gadum mitchilas and gadum mi'ezav, and gadum of ritzuyis, and the difference is, hasim hu the tashmish mitzvah, as by gadum mitchilas and gadum mi'ezav, since they're only tashmish mitzvah, so therefore, even if it doesn't have the shear, it would still be kosher. And whether avol hacha tashmish kedusha in the loy, whether since the ritzuyis of tefillin are considered tashmish kedusha, therefore, even if one initially had the proper shear, but since they don't have the proper shear at this point, certainly it would still be ma'akev, the tefillin would not be kosher. And ayin rashi gadum mitzvahs mashe tefillin min ritzuyis la'achshin eskash b'roish, that this refers to ritzuyis that hang off the tefillin shorosh after it was already secured to your head. Im nifsak ma'isin shurayim v'nishtarim gadumim k'shirin. Rashi explains gadumim haynu shurayim and she'etchilas mefarash b'perak atchilas v'she'arizim mefarash b'perak kamad esukah. Gemara continues by the fact that Rav Papa just spoke about gadumim ritzuyis that k'shirayis, so it's mashma that certainly initially there is a requirement for a share of the ritzuyis, and as the Gemara states mechal de islu shiura, and therefore the Gemara asks for kam shirayu, that what is the actual share of ritzuyis. Gemara tells us omrani b'chama omri shlokish and it's batzurada. Rashi explains tzurada loshen tzata deda tzara shalagoydol, and this finger is the competitor of the thumb behind etzbat samach lagoydol, and therefore this refers to the index finger. However, Ayin Tesis explains that this refers to the middle finger. Lemaisa roin b'chama doesn't explain exactly what the shear is. And the Gemara now continues and brings two explanations, as Rav Kahana machvi kofov and Rav Ashri machvi poshut. And as Rashi explains, Rav Kahana machvi kofov oirich haritzua tahir defes al kasher kama shiyoch lifshe me'etzbat amor, from after the kasher, the ritzua has to be long enough that it could be spread between his index finger and his middle finger when his fingers are spread apart. Rav Ashri machvi poshut, the ritzua has to be long enough that it could be spread between his thumb and his index finger when his thumb and index finger are spread apart. Of course, this is a larger shear, and Ayin Rashi explains why by the gear of Kahana's shear we stated it's mechve kafov, and Lagabi Rabashi we stated it's mechve poshut. And Rashi explains Lagabi etzpa v'goydol have a bepshita, or Lagabi amav etzpa v'kvifa lefish be'emtsa l'goydol mispashi yose habim bein etzpa l'ama ayin sham. Keep in mind that lefi Rashi this shear is only by the gear of two of the tefillin shorosh and not by the gear of two of the tefillin shalyad. Ayin Tezu explains that this shear refers to the tefillin shalyad. Machlekes is does the ritzua have to be long enough that from the kasher he would be able to stretch the ritzua and would reach the tip of his middle finger when his middle finger is folded down, or Rav Ashi holds that the ritzua would have to stretch and meet the top of the middle finger when his finger is straight out, ayin in taisis. And lefi taisis this shear is only relevant to the tefillin shalyad, therefore taisis brings down what the shears of the ritzua is for the tefillin shalyad, and zak taisis the tefillin shalyad mishar na ritzuas shetagir reisha echad atiburai v'reisha sheni adalev. Even though he doesn't have a makar, zok tesev the shema shum medrashesh, the gavit tefillin shel yad who daminim perek sheni brachos v'samtem es dvar ila alabavchem tehei simon kenei leiv, and this only refers to the tefillin shel yad being next to a person's heart, not discussing the rituis of the tefillin shel reish. And Taisus brings of a shemush rabbi tefillin that it's brought that the share for the right ritua of the tefillin shel reish is ad hamila, and the left ritua is until a person's heart. And Taisus continues that it also brings a share for the width of tefillin, and as Taisus states, oideish oimer the mitzvah shear reich of ritua's yosim mekuchita upachas mechaseira v'im yosim kasha ayin sham. The Gemara continues to discuss the ritua's of the tefillin shel reish, and as the Gemara continues, rabbi katal who pashut v'shadil who rabbi would place his tefillin shel reish on his head. He would then straighten out the ritua's, and then he would take the ritua's and throw it over his back and over his shoulder. However, Rabbi Acha Be'Yakov katlu umetaluslu, after Rabbi Acha Be'Yakov put on his tefillin shel reish, so since his ritua's was so long, so he would braid them. And the Gemara continues, Ma braid Rabbana avi kedidan, Ma braid Rabbana did like we do, and he would put on his tefillin shel reish, and then he would straighten out his ritua's, and he would let them hang in front of his body. And as Rashi states, kedidan minig shalanu v'tayim l'fanav, and ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, Rav Acha katluhu haritua'is umatluslu, shemakav haritua'is sholosh pamim savakesher, v'lo yominech lutlis hashirin, and he didn't let any of the remaining ritua'is hang down at all. He would take all the remaining ritua'is that would hang down after the kesher, and he would tie them and braid them around the kesher. The Gemara now continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, braider of Shmuel, bashilus mishmei derav, kesher shel tefillin, halacha mishmei sinai, the way that we knot the kesher of the tefillin, of the tefillin shel reish, is based on halacha mishmei sinai. Rashi explains that we form the letter dalid from the kesher between the shel reish and the shel yad, form the word shakai, and as we already stated that we have the shin that's embossed in the tefillin shel reish, we form a dalid in the kesher of the tefillin shel reish, and we form a yud with the kesher of the tefillin shel yad. And the Gemara continues, Amar Nachman by Ne'em Labar, and Rashi brings two pshatim that either we should make sure that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is formed on the tefillin should all be visible, the shin should be on the outside of the bayis of the tefillin shel reish, and when making the dalid on the tefillin shel reish, one should make sure that people could see it and he shouldn't turn it over. And similarly, the same thing would apply to the letter yud that's formed by the kesher of the tefillin shel yad. Rashi then brings another pshat that we know there are two sides of the ritua's. There's the side of the ritua which is smooth and the side of the ritua which is not smooth. The side of the ritua that was smooth was painted black, and that should be on the outside, and one should be able to see the black of the ritua's. And Rashi points out that based on the next Gemara, it would be mashma like the second pshat. And as the Gemara continues, Rav Ashi have Yosef kamei de mazutra is hafchale ritua the tefillin. Rav Ashi was sitting in front of mazutra, and his ritua is turned over. Amalei and mazutra said to Rav Ashi, why do you allow your ritua's to turn over, and do you not hold that there's a requirement to have the ritua's upward to be able to see the beauty of the ritua's? Gemara tells us, Amalei lavadatoi. Rav Ashi responded to mazutra, certainly I hold of this member of Rav Nachman. However, I didn't realize that my tefillin turned over and only happened mishegeg. Based on the story, it seems clear that the requirement of Rav Nachman mentioned of a ne'en labar referring to the ritua's of tefillin. And Rashi brings another raya, v'hachar min el, and similarly we stated earlier, mi'bepnim ma'ignai v'dova acheka zimdim mishapchin. We see that the term mishapchin refers to ritua's turning over. Al makai kavna havim mishapchin shenhepach tzad ritua tachton l'maglo v'nira ayin sham. But Rashi continues that according to the first explanation, that when the Gemara just stated hisapchalei shloi hoisa adal and he cares mi'bechutz, that the dalit turned over and therefore he wasn't able to see the actual form of the dalit from the outside. Where it now continues and dashes the pasuk and pashki savai, as the pasuk states, v'ro klami oritz kishim Hashem nikra lecha v'yoru mimeka. Hanyim, we learned to the brisa of Blazar Gadol Eimer elu tefillin shel reish, that this refers to tefillin shel reish, and when Klai saw where's the tefillin shel reish, the entire world will see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places his name on us and that we are a special people, therefore they will fear Klai Yisrael. And Rashi states, Shekasu by Rav Hashem, as we have the shin on the tefillin shel reish, as well as the dalid on the kesher of the tefillin shel reish. The Gemara continues that the pasuk in Pashki Sisa states, Vasireses kapai v'rises achirei yupanei leireo, Amar Abchana babizna, Amar Abshim chasida, Melami sheherlei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe kesher shel tefillin. This pasuk teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu his kesher of his tefillin was on the neck of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as Rashi brings down, Achirei o'irif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin, as the Shita adds in, Kedaminim perakam debrachos, and as we learned from Masechtas Brachos on Daf Vav and Aleph, Nishba Hashem v'yamino v'zrei uzoi v'ein oiz al tefillin. We know that oiz refers to tefillin. Kedamin la'el the mishum tefillin shel reish. Hakadosh Baruch Hu matul yirasa al umoiz v'chsiv. And as we just saw that the pasuk stated v'yoru mimeka, where it continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda kashi shel tefillin tzarich shei l'mayla, that the kasha of the tefillin shoreish has to be at the top part of the back of a person's neck, and it has to be in his nape of his neck, and not lower than that. And as Rashi states, l'mayla begoyva roish v'lo l'mata b'tzavar, as Rabbi Yehuda continues, that there's a simon, k'deshi yisrael l'mayla v'lo l'mata, that Klai Yisrael should be above the neck of all the nations, and should not be below them. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, Rashi's first explanation is, v'tzach shehe klapi ponim, k'deshi yisrael l'ponim v'lo l'achar, the kasha of the tefillin shoreish should be directly opposite his face, should not be towards the side of his head. And as Rashi states, klapi ponim v'lo b'tzi d'arosh, this symbolizes that Klai Yisrael will be in the front and not in the back. And Rashi brings a second shot, and the way to read the Gemara is v'tzach shehe klapi ponim k'deshi yisrael l'ponim v'lo l'achar. Rashi states l'shnachrina klapi ponim shehe kasha b'bifnim v'noishel dal m'bechutz k'damorim v'noyin l'bar. The Gemara now continues, Amrav Shmuel bar Bidri Amrav v'amri lo Amrav Acha Richa Amrav Huna v'amri lo Amrav Menashe Amrav Shmuel yulin me'imisai mevarach le'en. There was the proper time to make a bracha when you're putting tefillin on, and he explains mishas anachasan. And right now the Gemara's hamin is after one already put on the tefillin, then he should make the bracha. And therefore the Gemara is eini v'amrav Yehuda Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of Shmuel himself that kol mitzvah kulam mevarach le'en oivel asiyasan, and one has to make a bracha on a mitzvah prior to performing the mitzvah, and certainly you can't make the bracha on tefillin after you already put on the tefillin because of this question. So the Gemara explains Abayi v'Rava da'amri tabayu, that both Abayi and Rava explain ein chenami when we stated tefillin me'im mesayim mevarach le'en, and we explain mishas hanachasan, they actually meant mishas hanacha va'ad shas kshira, that you can't make the bracha before you start actually putting on the tefillin, as that would be oivel oivar. The proper time to make the bracha on tefillin from after the point that you already started putting on your tefillin, and you make the bracha prior to finishing tying the tefillin on your body. And as Rashi states, keeping that dayin lekoshran oivel asiyasanu, that is still considered oivel asiyasan. Ayin Rabban Taisus that points out that since the lashon of Gemara is mishas hanocha v'atshas kshira, so it's mashma that every single day one would actually have to make the kesha of the tefillin, and it's not enough just to tie on the tefillin onto your arm. And therefore zok Taisus mikana midakti Rabbeinu Leo shetzarech adam likshet tefillin b'chol yoyim. However, Taisus continues Rabbeinu Tamifarish the ein tzarech, that there is no requirement to make the kesher every single day, and we will stop over here.